This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the UN today, international donors pledged more than $5 billion to help Haiti rebuild after January's earthquake. The quake killed more than 200,000 people and destroyed the country's infrastructure. Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money is at the donor conference, and he joins me now. Adam, $5 billion, was that more than Haiti was expecting?
It's a lot more than they expected. Haiti said that they were asking for two amounts, around $3.9 billion for the coming few years, and then a larger ask of more like $11.4 billion over the next decade or so. So today they were really only expecting that $3.8 billion. I don't want to make it sound like 3.8 is nothing, but that's what they were expecting, and they were actually a little nervous. Maybe they won't get it all. So when the number was $5.3 billion for this short-term, immediate response money, and almost $10 billion for the long-term, the Haitians were really thrilled and really surprised. It was a lot more than they expected.
You noted the challenges to make sure the money is spent well. I understand there's also a fundamental tension at the conference. Countries want to donate, but few have faith that the Haitian government is able to execute this reconstruction on their own. Does the fact that more money was raised than expected mean countries perhaps are more comfortable with Haiti's ability to govern and spend that money wisely?
They came up with a solution that seems to have been a rip-roaring success. I mean, you nailed it on the head. The issue here is that the Haitian government consistently scores as one of the most corrupt in the world, one of the least well-governed countries in the world. By the way, that's stuff that the president and prime minister have told me. So it's not like a fringe group is saying it. I mean, everyone in Haiti says it, and everyone in the international donor community says it. What they've come up with is a very complicated system of sort of three different international governing bodies. All the full details aren't in yet, but what's clear is, at least for this initial round of $5+ billion, an international commission co-chaired by former President Bill Clinton and current Haitian President René Préval will oversee that spending, along with Haitian government officials and a whole lot of experts from all over the world. So I guess that was enough to make donors around the world say, okay, we trust that our money will be wisely spent.
And did the money come with any conditions?
That's the big question. And again, the president's economic advisor, Gabriel Verret, was telling me, I still don't know the conditions. I've really got to sit down with these numbers and figure it out. There certainly are countries that said, we want our money spent on roads or on schools or helping women or helping young people, etc. That's all going to be figured out in the coming days.
That's Adam Davidson. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Adam Davidson is with NPR's Planet Money, and he was at the International Donor Conference for the Rebuilding of Haiti.